Hello and welcome to Farm Machinery Loans News Wrap with me, Paige Estratori, for Sunday, 16th of August, 2026. First, a burst of winter rain has lifted crop prospects across parts of Victoria, but it's left some paddocks too wet to traffic. Growers are turning to drones and choppers to get fungicides and fertilizer on, and that aerial work costs more than ground spraying. The upshot is better yield potential where access holds, but input budgets are tight. If you're juggling timing and cash flow, consider staging equipment upgrades or hiring capacity backed by seasonal repayments that flex with income. Meanwhile, a regulatory reprieve for grain storage. Victoria will keep current workplace exposure limits for phosphine in place until late 2029, delaying much tougher thresholds that industry warned were costly and hard to measure. That buys time to plan monitoring kit and storage improvements, instead of rushing expensive changes this year. Map upgrades over several seasons and align any borrowing with your cash cycle to smooth the spend. On markets, northern grain values have firmed as some winter crops disappoint and are cut for hay, while southern regions look set up for a stronger finish. That mix is nudging some growers to move old crop grain and pivot gear toward haymaking. If your program is shifting, keep machines serviced and ready, and look at finance options that support used purchases or repairs without straining working capital. Sticking with fodder, the latest hay update points to big volumes but patchy quality, softer ex-farm prices, and rising freight squeezing delivered margins. Freight and diesel are doing more of the heavy lifting in the final price than last year. Focus on what you can control: timely cutting and curing to lift quality, storage that protects bales, and transport planning. Where upgrades to balers, rakes, or sheds would pay, spread the cost with terms that match your sales window. That's the wrap for this week. For clear guides and flexible options on financing new or used gear, head to farmmachineryloans.com.au. I'm Paige. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next Sunday.